Peace Lutheran Church presents Real People with a Real Faith in a Real Savior.
Hi, my name is Aaron Benson, and I'm the producer of these online programs we've been offering at Peace Lutheran Church since the pandemic began. I don't know about you, but I had different plans when New Year's Day 2020 rolled around. I'm a video producer, and I travel throughout the United States and Canada for a living. And I had the whole line, the whole calendar just booked up with programs and trips I was going to be making, and that kind of got put on hold. In the first part of March, I already had several programs under my belt. I've been working in the Cascades of Washington State, also down in New Mexico and Colorado. Oh, a little other backstory. I have a wife and two kids. We are a Christian family. Church is a part of our everyday life. And then church stopped. And everything stopped. The plans that I had for 2020 shifted a little bit. And not just me, it was everybody. And suddenly people were staying home, and people staying home and not out spending money, that meant the economy got soft. And then we add the chaos and the violence that came this summer, and then the wildfires. 2020 has been an interesting year, and a lot of things have happened, and often it begs the question, why? I would like to introduce you to my sister, Erica. Like me, she grew up out here on the farm. And her dream was always to be a cattle rancher, have her own herd, and she just has always loved animals, ride a horse. And for 20 years, she got to do just that in Southern Oregon. She was living the dream and thought, yeah, this is her God-given dream. This is what she's always wanted to do. And then God took it away from her. She ended up with a back injury that put her out of work. She was no longer able to do the things she wanted to do. And for several years, she had to deal with the pain and a surgery that didn't go well and physical therapy that wasn't working and then drugs that weren't helping, only making her very delirious. And it was several years. And during that time, she was asking God, why? Why am I doing this? Why are you letting this happen to me? Why did you take away that which I love to do? And she discovered as she was pouring through the Bible and pouring through Scripture that throughout the success and the good years she had had on that ranch, well, God kind of got pushed off into the back burner. And, oh, sure, she still believed in Him, but you know, he was off somewhere else. And the more important things were the tasks at hand and following her dreams. Sound familiar? I have a similar story with my video career. The thing of it is, she discovered that all this time God was pursuing her. And as she poured in these questions and was angry at Him and why are you letting this happen to me, she began to learn Him more and more by going through the Word, going through Scripture, because the Holy Spirit works that way. And it hit her like a bolt of lightning one day. And she realized her faith in Christ had increased so much through all of this, that God was watching her through all of this, that He had bigger plans for her than what she was doing. He was changing the way that she was working. And she told me one time, and I'll never forget this because the most powerful thing, she said, I would rather be broken with Jesus than to be whole without Him. She found a good specialist that was able to fix her problem in Portland. She got her back, had a successful back surgery. It solved her problem completely, and she is whole again. She also is married. She writes now for Guidepost Magazine. She does devotions for them. She's doing illustrating. She's discovering other dreams that God had for her along with ranching. She's still able to do some things outdoors, and she still has a horse, but she's not where God... She is not where she was when God inflicted her with this injury. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis once wrote, "The question is not what we intended ourselves to be, but what He intended us to be when He created us. You thought you were going to be a decent little cottage, but He is building a palace. And He intends to come and live in it Himself." Are we willing to let God be the potter and humbly submit to Him as the clay that we really are? Whether you're going through a devastating injury or a pandemic or fire or flood, Jesus stands before you today. He reaches out His nail-pierced hand to you and He says, Will you trust me? Pick up your Bible and do what my sister did. Learn to have faith in Him and allow Him to have access to every single corner of your life. And then watch and see the change that He brings about in you. Well, let's do that right now. I've got some Bible verses for you. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Psalm 56, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in You, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" And Proverbs chapter 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Well, I hope you've been encouraged by today's message. And as I say every week on the program, may the Lord bless you and your family.